Good morning. It's time for In the Green Outdoors with Carol Kelly and Gail Martin. Each week, the ladies will bring you planting and gardening ideas, tell you about native Ohio plants, prairies, and habitats. Great tips for everything in the green outdoors. This week with Gail Martin.
Good morning. This is Gail Martin coming to you with today's segment of In the Green Outdoors. 2 weeks ago, I promised a sweeter broadcast, and here it is. Today's topic is maple syrup. In 2015, maple syrup production in the U.S. reached 125 million. Because the tapping season is dependent on weather conditions, maple syrup production is particularly vulnerable to changes in the climate. Warming temperatures, changes in precipitation, and changes in freeze and thaw cycles impacts maple trees and syrup production. Did you know Ohio maple producers produce some of the finest pure maple syrup in the world? Like fine wines, pure maple syrup gets its flavor from the geographic region. Maple syrup produced in northern Ohio has a different flavor than syrup produced in southern Ohio. And thanks to the current thaw we've been having, we're headlong into the maple syrup season. Ohio is one of the largest producers of maple syrup in the United States, adding $5 million to Ohio's economy annually. And approximately 100,000 gallons of syrup are produced each year by about 900 producers in the state. No one is sure just how long people have been making this wonderful product from the sap of a tree, but we do know that Native Americans were using maple sap to flavor their food long before European settlers arrived. In the beginning, it's thought that Native Americans gradually reduced the sap to syrup by repeatedly freezing it, discarding the ice, and starting again. At the beginning of contact with European settlers, the Wyandots and other Ohio tribes migrated in family groups to the maple groves, or as we knew them, sugar bushes, where they set up camp, prepared troughs, collected the sap, and brought it into the fire, while the most experienced women regulated the heat. Sometimes the sap was made to boil by placing hot stones in the mixture. Freshly heated stones were constantly added while the cooler ones were fished out and reheated. Early settlers observed the Native Americans and then imitated their methods. Sap was boiled in iron kettles over an open fire until it condensed down to just the right consistency. And this was a very time-consuming and labor-intensive operation. In 1840, the first agricultural census showed Ohio, at that time, to be the largest producer of maple syrup and maple sugar in the U.S. Things didn't change much for the first 200 years of recorded maple syrup making. And then, during the Civil War, came a little invention called the tin can. The tin can was made of sheet metal, and it didn't take syrup makers long to realize that a large flat sheet metal pan was much more efficient for boiling than a heavy rounded iron kettle, which let a lot of the heat slide past. For the most part, the technology stayed at this point for just about a century. Now, as a child in the 1960s, I often helped my uncle, Chester Keller, collect sap to be boiled into maple syrup at his sugar camp, which was located in Morrow County, just down the road from the farm I was raised on. We tapped the trees, hung buckets, and then checked the buckets every day, emptying them into a tank, which was then hauled by an ancient tractor back to the sugar shack where it was boiled down into syrup. It was by helping my uncle that I learned much about the history and science related to maple syrup production. The general rule is to tap maple trees in the early spring, when daytime temps go above freezing while nighttime temps fall below. And these days, it begins as early as January, but when I was a child, it normally began in February. The sap will flow for 4 to 6 weeks, or however long the freezing nights and warm days continue. The season might be shorter or longer, depending on the weather. Although the amount of sugar contained within maple sap varies from one tree to another, the general rule of thumb is that sugar producers need to boil down 40 gallons of sap to produce 1 gallon of maple syrup. The volume of sap collected during a flow period will vary from less than a quart to several gallons per tap, depending on the tree, weather conditions, and duration of the flow or run. The sugar content of the sap also varies between those trees and can fluctuate between runs within a season and from year to year. Although several types of maples grow in Ohio, the sugar maple is a traditional species tapped for maple syrup production. The sap of the sugar maple generally contains a higher level of sugar than other maples. Now, red maples can be tapped, but their sap is less sweet, and the tree usually breaks bud before sugar maples. And when the buds break or expand in late spring, the sap becomes off-flavored and is not good for processing. Another Ohio species, the black maple, varies slightly in the visual characteristics of sugar maple, but otherwise yields a sap of a similar quality to a sugar maple. And many syrup producers will treat black maples the same as a sugar maple, and some even consider them the same species. Trees growing along roadsides, in lawns, or in open settings where their crowns have grown large without competition will generally produce more and sweeter sap than a forest-grown tree. Open-grown trees can produce 1/2 gallon of syrup in one season, which would translate to 15 to 20 gallons of sap, whereas a tree growing in a forest setting generally produces about 1 quart of syrup, which is about 10 gallons of sap. In addition to greater sap volume and sweetness, open-grown trees generally offer more accessibility for sap collection. Some years ago, the maple syrup industry adopted a new system for grading syrup. They took down the old USDA standard grades and then turned them into 4 new grade A categories that includes all saleable syrup. In addition, they also added flavor descriptors that describe the flavor of each grade. And those 4 grade A categories are golden delicate, which has a golden color and a delicate or mild taste, amber rich, which has a light amber color with a rich or full-bodied taste, dark robust, which has a dark amber color with a robust or stronger taste, and very dark strong, which has a very strong pronounced maple taste. So of course, which syrup you would prefer would be a personal choice. Myself, I favor that very dark strong. The more maple, the better, as far as I'm concerned. If you're interested in planting a maple tree or two, you can find them at many of the native plant nurseries located across the state. As always, if you have any questions on this broadcast, you may call me at 419-688-9800 or email me at Gale, that's G-A-L-E, at nativesinharmony.com. This is Gale Martin signing off for In the Green Outdoors.
And there's your show for the week. In the Green Outdoors is a production of WZMO Radio. The show airs Saturdays and Mondays right after the second cup at about 9:30 a.m. If you have a question or comment for Carol or Gale, you can email it to WZMO@roadrunner.com. Thank you for listening.